So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Did you say Valentine's?
Valentine's Day.
Why is there not a song for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
It's maybe too depressing for some people.
Porn.
Yeah.
It's just porn.
It's just porn. How did we
get the sounds of porn?
How did we So you want me to moan right now?
Well,
the intro. Oh God,
the heart wants what it wants.
We're off to a cracking start. Maybe that should be the Selena Gomez "Heart Wants What It Wants." I actually used to love that song.
Same.
I actually used to be a massive Selena Gomez stan. Is she still the most followed person in the world? Because remember, at one point, she was the most followed person in the world.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
even over soccer players. To be fair, I don't know anymore because I don't really.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm a Hailey girl.
Oh. I am Switzerland. I just don't really care. I don't care enough. I feel like you're such a, you love the pop culture world.
I do. I love it. I eat it up.
I'm more like.
Just because I know about it. It's the one thing I really am good at knowing.
Yeah. I don't, I like don't really know what my opinions are on any celebrities. I'm just like, you do you guys, you do you.
You know, I was talking about this with Vanessa yesterday. There's a lot of like change in the celebrity world now. Mm. Like Jennifer Aniston did an interview and she's like, it's just not the same because of influencers. Mm. She's like, because of influencers, they're all getting invited to like, you know.
The same things.
The celebrity elite events. And like, she's like, I'm so glad I got to experience being a celebrity back in
when it was
the
cool
90s
to be a celebrity
and whatnot, because it was so different then. There was like probably 50 celebrities, you know.
Now
it's like so oversaturated, trying to differentiate a celebrity to like, even an influencer, you can, but then some of them, Addison Rae, is she an influencer or a celebrity?
Well, so many influencers and our friends with celebrities. I haven't seen like Hailey doing so many videos with
all these influencers.
Influencers, but.
Well, she's become an influencer, even though she's a celebrity, but she's also become an influencer.
But the thing is,
model.
It's like, yeah, we're friends, but you're not in the inner circle.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But they
yeah,
probably
yeah.
think they're
it's
friends.
It's just social media friends. It's
who
not
knows?
Like probably real. Look.
Everyone just wants to be famous these days.
Yeah.
I swear to God. It's, anyways, that's a whole other topic, but it is interesting how much it's changed.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston's probably there like looking down all the.
She's like, ugh, get me out of here. I'm staffing out.
Yeah. I feel like the celebrity world, unless you're like an actor or you're properly in, I guess, a realm where it's like.
It's such a gray area now.
And there's pros and cons to it because it becomes this thing where like anyone can have the opportunity and like just even a normal person can get to that place, which is amazing. It's not so elitist and like socially like like the status levels, but I don't know.
But even celebrities like Taylor Lautner, you know,
yeah,
Jacob,
yeah.
He's now become, he's got a podcast with his wife. He like does TikToks.
Yeah.
Like even Penn Badgley also has a podcast, does TikToks. Yeah. Like all of these celebrities are now also doing influencing in a way. So it's really, because that's where the money is. That's where, you know, if they don't land a role, they've got this to fall back onto, or maybe they just enjoy this more.
I am obsessed. So like, it's like how you're obsessed with pop culture now. I'm obsessed with the '90s, like all the like icons of the '90s.
That's my favorite era though, to be fair, even though I don't know as much about it, but I like, look at that and go, iconic.
Like all the
David Beckham.
All the bands, like all the rock stars, like all of the just the 90s iconic supermodels. Mm. Like things were just cool back then. And it's so funny because we all reference that now. Yep. Like everyone's trying to have that 90s vibe, the digicams, all of that. Anyways.
The fashion.
It's
the hair.
So interesting. Mm. So not related to Valentine's Day. But you know us, we'll just get on a tangent.
Yeah. We're here to talk about love. The love doctors are back.
Oh my God, is Maddie in the room? I can't do it.
Oh, Maddie. Love.
I love you, boo.
Love you, boo.
Oh, miss Maddie.
Her. Maddie.
Before we jump in.
Oh, yeah.
This is our mantra of the week. You know what we always say? Repeat after me.
Oh, did we ever say that?
We did. At the very beginning.
We did. Okay, go on, bring it back.
Repeat after me. Mm-hmm. I know this feeling won't stay forever, but I'm grateful it's here for now.
I know this feeling won't stay forever, but I'm grateful it's here for now. Remember we used to repeat it back to each other?
So cute.
Aww.
We're so cringe but cute, honestly. I thought this was a fitting mantra for this week. I know it's not all lovey-dovey, but I think I wanted to kind of put a spin on this love conversation and talk about, I guess, being present in dating, not overthinking it, and also just talking about the stress that we put on ourselves to find the one.
Mm-hmm. Or living in fear while dating. I feel like instead of going, what's great about this? You're going, what if it doesn't work out? What if I waste my time? What if this is the wrong person? What if they hurt me? I think living in that fear is like self-sabotaging ultimately.
And I think I want to try, this is my goal for the year, is bringing it back to just being present and enjoying things while they're good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, it's just the power of now. It's like you don't, I'm anxious about the future and I'm depressed about the past, you know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where anxiety and depression live. But the present moment, everything is perfect. Yeah. And if something's good right now, just let it be good right now. And the universe will unfold things as it comes. I know obviously sometimes there's situations where you might want to plan your life a bit. Say you've been dating someone for 7 years and you're like, I really want kids. They don't want kids, but you're 35 and you're like, no, this is my time. Then obviously there's moments where you're like, okay, I've been enjoying the present moment for 7 years. I need a plan, Jerry. I need a plan.
That's different though. I think like that's normal and that just comes with being in a relationship. It's the natural progression. But I think what you're probably trying to say is like, don't look too far into the future to where you've gone blind to where you are now. Mm. Like you've lost vision. You look back and you're like, wait, where am I?
Mm.
So I think like being able to sit in the moment of whatever you're in now, whether it's being single or whether you're just starting to date someone or whether you've just gone through a breakup or whether you're engaged and about to get married, like that all won't last. Like life is forever changing and like that person might not be in your life in a year, or maybe they're going to be in your life forever. But whatever it is, like just making sure that you're being grateful for whoever's in your life right now and accepting that your life is kind of mapped out for you already. Don't be overthinking, is this person right for me? Like you'll know intuitively if they're not and you can make that decision. It's more just going like, stop putting the pressure on the future. Just
everything.
Now.
Everything. And I feel like it, like even funny that we was talking about pop culture and celebrities and all that now. Like everything is changing so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that our lives now compared to our parents' lives, we have a lot more stress upon us to succeed and
have a career,
do all these crazy
make
things.
It big.
And I think along with that comes this pressure of finding the right person or finding, I don't know, like, is it sometimes the ego gets so in the way too of, I need to be with a person that fits this mold, this mold, this mold, this mold, instead of looking at like, hey, I actually just get along with this person really well. and what it's they about. He's complimenting my life or she's complimenting my life. They're complimenting
yeah, he's adding
my,
to my
life.
Or she's adding to my life or they're adding to my
but
life.
But we're guilty of it. You know, we are not preaching here saying we've got this figured out, but I think this is something
we're going through.
Struggle with is like we could be seeing someone and I know so many people that do this, but you go, you make that list. But this, but that, but. But how do they make you feel? Oh, really happy. We get along really well. So what's
the problem?
What's the problem? It's your ego.
Yeah.
It's my ego.
Yeah. Or fear of, I feel like our generation especially, there's a TikTok about it. It's like, I think you're the most amazing girl. Mm. You're so sweet, so beautiful, so kind. But I want to see if I can find better.
Mm-hmm.
And like our generation's super, super, super guilty of that. I don't think we're maybe super conscious of it.
Mm.
I think in the back of our minds, like we've got so many options at our fingertips and it's not even that. Like I think a lot of people as well, maybe just go, I want to do so much with my life. Mm. Like I know for me personally, like there's so many things I still want to do and experience before I feel like I want to like settle down. Mm. And I think for me, it's confusing because people go, oh, but if you meet the right person, you can still do all of those things. But I really do disagree in some ways.
Mm.
I think there are some things that you can't do when you're with your person. Mm. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm like, I just need to be selfish for a second. I need to live for me for a second. So for me, it's like the right person could come into my life and they could tick every box and or most boxes. No one's probably going to tick every box, but they could tick most boxes, but it can be the timing.
Mm.
It might just not be the right time. And, you know, maybe I'm not healed or maybe it's, you know, I'm not in a place where I'm ready to open up or maybe I'm not in a place where I'm ready to give up my life as me right
There's
now.
There's some fuel behind what she's saying right now. I can feel the flame burning.
Yeah, you know, just speaking from like hypothetically. So yeah, it's hard because to come to terms with that and accept it and go, I can't be selfish and because I, you know, maybe you enjoy spending time with this person and you really do see potential with that person, but then also there's something that's like blocking you and you can't seem to figure out the block. So if you're in that place, I think nothing changes if nothing changes. If you give something time and you're feeling like you can't get anywhere and you're not emotionally evolving, then, you know, unfortunately, I think it's probably best to take some space or go a different direction because nothing changes if nothing changes. Mm. And you'll get clarity from that, whether you realize, actually, no, I don't want to be with that person because that wasn't right for me and I was a bit blinded or actually, what am I doing? That person was amazing and I just need to figure out this. Whatever it is, you'll get clarity, you know?
I think what Lou's trying to say is you've got to be present to figure it out. You've got to be – if you're –
you've got to be honest with yourself. Mm,
I feel like instead of jumping to the, I don't know if they're right, I don't know what, give it a fucking try and you will know. Be present in it before creating 50 million issues down the track and just see because you don't want to discount something before you give it a full shot.
Yeah, you want to give something a good go because you don't really get to know someone unless you get to know them, right? Like what you're being presented with in the beginning isn't someone's full version. Mm. That's like their best put on version. Mm. It's when you give it time and go through things together is when you learn how this person responds to situations, how they react, how they resolve things, how they move forward with things. Like those things are so important in a long-term relationship. Mm. And for me, like finding someone who's calm and kind and emotionally mature, that's so important to me. And I know it's important to you too.
Mm. I also think talking about how our world works now, there is so, people have this perception though, I just think it's a perception that there's so many options out there.
Mm.
Let me tell you, as a single girlie, well, you know,
yeah,
I have big stints of being single and I do the dating and I do all of that and I have my fun. You think there's so many options. You think grass is greener on the other side. But honestly, if you've got something good, I personally believe that it's worth watering and and watching it evolve and grow because love, I was reading the Jay Shetty book, love is not, it's not like a, what does he say? Love's not a miracle. It's a choice that you make or something.
Love is not a feeling. It's a choice. I think that's what he says.
I don't know, but I kind of like hit a little chord in me that was like, okay, I think that's mature love. That is like, actually something that you can grow into and evolve
with. That's marriage and commitment.
Yeah, because it's not going to feel crazy butterflies all the time. And like we spoke about this in an episode a while ago about getting rid of going for toxic people and all of that. I think this is something I'm trying to learn right now is that seeking stability over like a chaotic,
like a
anxiety inducing high, low romance is more important for me, and actually respecting myself more than chasing something that my ego wants and that thinks is good for me. Like we're always going to have things that we think are good for us, but we need to be real on what actually is good for us. And even if you're seeing someone that you're like, oh, he's not really my type. Like he's a little bit more like he's a bit nerdy, but God, he makes me laugh. And like he makes, you know, he's a hard worker, but no, he's not a fucking billionaire. Mm. And like, no, he can't buy me all this stuff, because we keep seeing all this shit online that all these men just buy women things all the time. Mm. Like they're unrealistic expectations. But the most important thing is that person makes you laugh. You feel supported. You feel safe. Like we need to stop looking at all the external ego materialistic things and look at the core of like, can you grow with this person?
Do you want to spend every day with this person or your life? Like it's a huge commitment. And at the end of the day, it's the person that you enjoy spending time with, that you feel yourself with, that you feel safe with, comfortable with, and that you can ultimately just have a laugh with and trust. Like that's the core of a marriage, because you need to have a good foundation in friendship first. It's not just going to survive off lust and sex and attraction and gifts and, you know, all of those things in the beginning.
And all that stuff is so fun. And if you, I've said this in another ep, if you want to go do that and have that fun, like I've done it, do it. It's great. But in the long run, it doesn't make you feel fulfilled when it all comes crashing down. And often it does. And I feel like more of my single friends that I talk to, if they're like, oh, I just can't meet the right person. I'm like, okay, well, you need to actually sit and look at who do you keep going for? Who are you attracting? Like nothing changes and nothing changes. If you keep doing the same shit, that's actually insanity. You need to change something. There's so many books about love and forming relationships, podcasts about how to recognize your
patterns,
attachment, you know, that you have to people and stuff, attachment styles. So there's so many ways if you're like, I don't know how to like find someone that's good for me.
It's literally like putting in the same destination into your maps over and over and going, why do I keep ending up here? Why do I keep getting taken on this route? Well, you need to put in a different destination or you need to take a different route. Like you have to be so aware and intentionally make decisions when it comes to where you're hanging out, who you're surrounding yourself with, and also looking in the mirror and going, what am I giving off? Am I being a bit desperate? Am I being a bit cold? Am I being a bit clingy? Like whatever it is, all of those things, like it's so important to have a look in the mirror as well and go, okay, what can I be doing different on my end? And then what are the steps I can take to get to that destination?
I think, look, I mean, I know for myself, I've sat back after my last relationship and really reevaluated what I'm attracting, my own self-respect, like what am I putting out into the world and what are my values in a relationship?
And what were you giving up?
What was I giving
for
up?
Like, love.
Yeah. And was
or
that,
to feel loved.
Was that, that was coming from a lonely, desperate place. Like nothing good is ever going to come from that. And I've been reading this book that it's like when you are in that desperation, lonely, low vibrational place, you will attract the wrong people. And it becomes even harder to leave that wrong person, which could be an abusive situation. It could be just so not aligned. You will stay in it out of that fear. Like, because it was in Jay Shetty's book, I started it, how he talks about how the number one fear of people is just being alone. And the number one Google search in the world is literally, when will I find love? So it's like, if you really want to find love, you have to do the looking within first, because you need to, it's like that thing where it's like, do you actually like this person or?
And do you actually like yourself?
Yeah.
Do you actually enjoy spending time with yourself? Because if you don't, how do you expect someone else to?
But in saying all of that, there's positives to this.
And as well, sorry, Lou, you saying that there's not that many options out there. I agree. I think that there's a lot of options surface level and to explore.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to like a deep connection on someone who you truly connect with, that is hard to find.
And that you can trust.
Yeah.
I feel like it's actually really hard these days to meet people that have really good
morals
and values.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled BABBEL.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what as well I've noticed, and this is like deterring me from sharing anything. I mean, obviously I'm sitting here, we share stuff about our private life all the time with love and stuff, but to friends or people that not even are exactly good friends, but just like mutual friends or acquaintances, everyone jumps at the chance to say something negative or to, you know, deter you from a person. No one actually encourages you and asks the right questions. Nico, one of my friends, love him. He is one of the only people besides you, one of the only people in my life that will be like, he'll really ask me questions that don't just go, oh yeah, like screw him, whatever.
Get rid
like
of
you
them.
Can, yeah, you can do it.
It's people
like,
are so quick to discount someone to just get rid.
And it's like, guys, this is why I do love like olden like day marriage traditions where it's like you pick someone, that's your person, and you fight for love, and you're like stuck with, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, all right, I'm stuck with, let's make it work.
Yeah.
Because you really can make it work with someone if you want to.
Yeah.
And that's what I do love about some of those even European traditions and stuff. It's like even the no sex before marriage, when I got, I don't, look, it won't, it can't be me. It won't be me and it can't be me. But try before you buy. But I think that it's quite beautiful the way it was explained. It was like, you have to form such a beautiful, deep connection. See if you get along with this person in every other way besides sexual chemistry, because that's going to, it's going to fade.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's still important to have that element there always, but that part is going to fade. And it's kind of like, that's not going to keep, sex doesn't keep people together. It's trust. It's,
friendship,
unconditional love,
friendship,
and all of that. So yeah, I think that's really beautiful that those, I do understand those traditions and those beliefs.
My, honestly, I've said this for so long. I say it to guys when I meet them. I need to be your friend first.
Yeah.
I literally can't date you unless we have a solid friendship. I will never
slow burn
blossom into my full weirder self unless we are friends first.
Yeah.
It's going to take way longer and I'm going to always feel a bit like, I can't be me completely because you've not given me the space to be me because you've just rushed me into this romantic setting, which makes me actually feel uncomfortable. Whereas if I can grow into it and feel like I can trust you and I know you, it's going to have more longevity. I know obviously that can be hard. Sometimes you meet someone you're attracted, you're not just going to like friend zone them, but it's the core things of forming friendship. So sometimes, yeah, taking things slower, there's such a power in it. And I've also found more power in, I keep my mouth shut more these days. When people ask me about my dating, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm seeing someone.
Yeah.
I'm not.
People don't need to know.
I'm not posting it anymore as much. Like, you know, not that I have since like my first relationship, like put it all online, but even, I know you guys love hearing stories about stuff. I'll talk about things, but I just am trying to figure it out for myself because exactly what you said, so many people just jump to the worst thing, like get rid of them. You guys obviously aren't compatible. Like, oh, you need this, 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 and this. You don't know what I need, Cindy.
You know
I know what I need. I will figure it out.
I was about to say, my favorite thing to say to people right now, it's hilarious. Sal, Lawrence's, Lorenzo.
Sal, Sally.
Sally. Sal, Lorenzo's boyfriend. They were moving houses and Lorenzo was asking him, Sal, like, where's this? Where did you put this? And Sal is so drunk. He goes, you'll figure it out. And now we've all adopted this saying when everyone asks you something, you go, you'll figure it out. It's like, that's it. You'll figure it out. So blunt.
Yeah.
Don't ask another question. Like, if someone comes to you with something and now I say, it's okay, you'll figure it out. That's all someone needs as well.
Oh.
People just want to vent.
They just need to know that everything's going to be okay and you'll figure it out. Yep. But you also need to give people space to figure it out, which means in your response to them coming to you with their problems in a dating world. I've had multiple friends since I've been home going through relationship things. And I'm just going to say some people out there are doggy dogs. Not impressed with what I'm hearing. Mm. But just like I had to, everyone has to go through these relationship struggles to figure out what they want and don't want and what to look out for. But I was really proud of myself and the questions I was asking them, because sometimes in the past I would be that person that's like, get rid of them because I'm so protective. I don't want anyone to hurt them.
But I also think people project their experiences onto that person as well.
And the best thing I can do is tell my story with what I went through and what I learned, and then say to them, well, how does this make you feel?
Yep.
If you stay in this for another however long, how will you feel? Yep. If you give up on this now, how will you feel? I was like, that's what you need to do.
Oh my
God, I'm Oprah fucking Winfrey.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, give me a talk show about love.
Yeah.
Oh, look who we are.
Yeah.
It helps that person feel way more supported. And you know what? They get to their resolution way faster than me saying, leave them. They will do that in their own time because my friends aren't stupid.
You don't need to project your opinion onto someone's relationship, especially if they're not asking for it. This is such a huge thing. Everyone pay attention. If someone's coming to you and they want to trust you and feel privileged that that person's giving you that safe, like they want your safe space, don't ruin it by just dumping your opinion. Mm. And it's unwarranted. It's unwanted unless they ask. Most of the time, someone just wants to vent and maybe gauge a little bit of advice. Mm. Only you know the relationship you're in. Only people can give you advice based on what you're telling them. But it's just, that's why it's important. Ask the questions so that they can then give you the answers, and then they then feel like, oh, I figured it out myself.
Mm. And they'll follow through and do the right thing.
Because no one wants to be told what to do. And they want to do things on their own terms.
I think that it's really beautiful to actually encourage not giving up when things get tough, because when in the world is that the right solution? When it comes to work, everyone encourages, don't give up. But then somehow when it comes to love and connection, it's like, oh, well, fuck them then. Okay, there are some exceptions.
I'm gonna write
the exception board. If he's or she or they are hurting you physically
or abusive in any way.
Wait, mummy is banging it down the door and I'm dragging you out. Like there's ways. And obviously that is a deeply complex scenario that I have no proper skill set to speak on. Mm-hmm. And I would highly advise seeking help because that is a very serious situation and you should never tolerate physical abuse and mental abuse from a partner that is not love. Okay. Just happy we're going to tick that one off. And if you are worried about a friend, then please help them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing. It's a complex situation where you tell someone to get out that it's very complex. So that's an exception to the
rule,
the pushing, fighting for love thing. We do not actually want to fight for that. We need to get out of that. So that's all I had to say.
Yes. Love that.
Yeah.
My next kind of question, and help me answer this.
Yes.
At what point are you settling? And what point should you be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
it's
like, this is where, I think this is why it is so hard for people. Mm. And it is so confusing because if you feel like there's something
missing,
or if you feel like there's something that you don't think is ever going to change, like, do you keep fighting? Like, well, that's, you know what
that's,
I mean?
That's exactly where we're at, it's like, isn't
do
it?
Do you accept that part that's never going to, because I, for example, my friend's sister, she's married and we were having a conversation and she was like, yeah, you know, she's my husband, he's so amazing in all of these ways. She's like, he's not romantic, but you know, I've learned to accept that. And I was like, would you want someone who's romantic? She's like, yeah, of course. But like, I'm willing to accept that because I get this, and this. And like, no one's ever going to tick all your boxes. And I was like, how do you accept that? You know, like, how do you, do you just constantly remind yourself that like,
You're getting these other things.
Because then I've had my mum my whole life tell me, you can have it all, sweetie. Never settle. Make sure you have someone who ticks all your boxes.
It's confusing because people say that, and that if it's not passionate and
if it doesn't light a fire in your belly.
Oh my God, I don't want it. It's not worth it. Yeah. We're literally consumed by that all the time. This is exactly where I'm at as well. I'm trying to find some stability, but can I have it all? And some people I think are lucky enough to meet that person and have it all. And like, does that mean that I want to search my whole life and go through so much to get there? I don't know. And I think it's so personal for everyone. And I don't have the answers for that yet because I'm trying to figure that part out.
Same.
It's confusing. It's so confusing. Same. Because
what point are you settling? And you know what I mean? Like, what defines settling?
Because we've both experienced that crazy, romantic, intoxicating
passionate,
love.
And yeah.
We love it. We both talk about it, it. But look where it got us. We are not with those people.
Yeah.
And there's traumatic elements when I think about it.
What about Tony and Leslie?
I know.
What about them?
The thing is, an online relationship.
Love to get them on the pod.
I know.
Pick their brains about their Rello.
You cannot compare your relationship to anyone else's. And it's like every relationship you have is so different. And I think we will continue learning. We are in the school of life, as you've said, and whoever the fuck else said that.
Student for life.
Student for
school
life.
School of life.
School of rock.
Student of life.
And I think that that's something I'm trying to figure out right now is like, are you just going for something that's safe? Because there's elements of settling if someone, I don't know. Honestly,
you know what I mean? It is a mystery. It's a mystery.
Yeah. I don't know.
As you can tell, we're going through it.
We're trying to learn. We're trying to learn and evolve. But you've just got to do, it's all about your inner. What is my intuition saying to me? What does my heart want? So remember like Lola used to always say to me, like Lola Berry, not Lola Thompson. Lola Berry, she's always so said to me when I was younger, like you've got to like heart driven. Like your heart knows everything. And it's like you have to be, this is why you need a strong self core.
But
and
what about
self,
my belly and my heart? I get confused. My intuition and my heart.
I know, but your heart, like when you actually tune into it, it knows deeply what you need for you. And like, you've got to try and listen and trust. And if it's saying, hold on and keep trying, that's my thing right now is hold on and keep trying.
We have a few tips on how to get through Valentine's Day because obviously this was supposed to be a Valentine's Day app.
Somehow
it's kind of turned into a therapy session.
While we figure out ourselves.
Yeah, honestly. Let's dive into a bit of Valentine's Day tips. Obviously, I mean, I'm a single girly this V-Day. I was last year as well. Anyway, I've been a single girly for 2 V-Days at least. Mm. What about you?
I will be on my own on Valentine's Day, but there is...
Media trained.
I will have flowers delivered to my door.
Yeah.
So that's all that I'm going to say.
I hope I do. Don't know who from though.
Me, sweetie. I'll get you some. We'll be each other's Valentine.
Oh, did you see yesterday I came home and Vanessa left. She bought me flowers and wrote me a card.
When will people realize that you could have us delivered flowers every single week and I'll never get sick of it?
Oh, bloody oath. Don't underestimate flowers. Some girls don't like them though. Weird.
Who? I've never met a girl that didn't like flowers.
Liv Phillips the other day, she got asked flowers or chocolate. She said chocolate. She said, I don't really like flowers. And I went, couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me. Absolutely not.
These are our tips on how to get through V-Day as a single gal, as a single swotes.
And not even just get through it, like enjoy it. Here's a way to embrace it.
It's not a chore. It's actually something to look forward to.
Firstly, you can opt out. If you don't want to do anything about it, don't do anything about it. It's another day in the world.
Do you know what relationship I'm romanticizing this V-Day? Me and Wolves.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Loves me unconditionally.
Yeah.
Unlimited kisses.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Gives
wakes
you all
up
the
when I wake
that you
up.
Want.
Comes into bed when I go to bed. Does everything.
Doesn't stay out partying, getting wasted.
No. He is just one unconditional, love and committed furball.
Love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? He gives me my space when I sleep. We have a little cuddle before he goes to bed. Then he goes down to the end. And then in the morning, as soon as he hears my alarm go off, he comes in and he gives me cuddles. It's so cute.
Bless.
You know what? That's my V-Day. That's my V-Day date. Yep. Gonna wake up, go for a beach walk.
Yep.
We're gonna get coffee together. He'll get a baby Truno maybe.
Yep.
You know, I'll pick up his shit.
Oh, the things you do for love.
Yeah, it's I don't mind it because you take it for granted when he's gone.
Yeah, I think that my thing on Valentine's Day when I'm by myself, which I've actually no, in the past few years, it's weird. Even if I'm in a relationship or seeing someone, we are never in the same place on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah. Last year wasn't in the same place and we celebrated later. And then yeah. This year we're not in the same place. And then the year before that, single. But had it with my mom in Paris, mm-hmm. I think. I'll still celebrate it with someone that I love. It's just a day about love. It doesn't have to be romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Galentine's Day is the best thing ever fucking designed mm-hmm. because who doesn't love just an excuse again to get together with your girls for
Sorry,
dinner?
I'm so proud of you. We write, Katz has done her notes and she's just inserted
from my journal.
You're so cute.
Yeah, because she yells at me if I don't write good enough notes.
Hey, that's for your solo one.
I know. Well, you did that willingly. I know.
Yeah, don't blame me, sweets. Just start, lean in.
Evolving and learning. Anyways. Girl dinner. Or boys dinner. Which, don't know what you guys, I know, drink some beers and watch some footy and kiss each other. Oh, imagine that. I'd love to see it. Anyways, mm-hmm. Girls dinner, brekkie, hot girl walk, whatever.
Gift each other vibrators.
Yes. Have Fuck a special roses. Together.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the V-Day song is porn.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm literally going to be sick.
It's funny because I'm like literally couldn't be further away from that.
We, when we lived in Sydney together, we yeah. got each other roses and we yep. made a cute, just cooked a cute HelloFresh dinner.
Yeah, we did. Slut.
Yeah, it was so
then
good.
Didn't we go for a walk down to, we did a little sunset walk on yeah. our beach or something? There's,
you can just break your usual routine with something a little bit fun, you know?
I've got here, write your friends and loved ones letters.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're a little prepared, handwrite them letters and put them in the post and have it yeah, like mailed to cute. Them in time. Or if not, just go like drop it to them. But I think writing letters is so under, like if I received a handwritten love letter from a lover.
I know.
Even
in the mail.
In the mail.
Not that I check the mail that much, notebook. But like, wow.
Oh, like I that love does something. Notes. It's that means more to me than yeah. anything else you could ever get me. Like that
even
is
little post-it
like,
notes left in places.
Postcard. Yeah, post-it notes, anything. But yeah, I think sending your loved ones a letter and if you don't want to handwrite, then at least send them a beautiful text message, you know, or a voice note.
No brownie points if it's handwritten.
Yeah, exactly. Book in a massage. Book in a facial.
Mm-hmm. Self-love.
Watch some Uber Eats. Because for me, watch a movie and eat some Uber Eats. But for me, physical touch is like my favorite love mm-hmm. language. So if I can't get it from someone else, I'll pay for it.
Pay for it.
Well, that sounds wrong. I'll get a massage, not a happy ending. Don't worry. And then you know what? This one's a bit rogue, but booty call your favorite sneaky link.
On V-Day?
I won't be, but you know. No.
On V-Day?
I'm just saying. Yeah, if you want a little bit of.
It might go from sneaky link to lover.
You never know. This day is open to whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel good.
And there you have it. That's Valentine's Mwah. Day 101.
I love that TikTok at the moment. Mwah. Blocked.
Yeah. That's the mood.
Also, guys, please block your exes on V-Day. So if they try and send you a message.
What I was going to say to you. It's you going, texting me, you going,
blocked. After my ex. Yeah, fucking hell. An ex came back round and I said, blocked.
See ya, sweetie.
Bye, sweets.
Yeah, no ex is coming back this V-Day.
Like, don't you think that would just give you like the satisfaction of knowing if they've gone, happy Valentine's Day and it's like one tick or like undelivered?
Yeah, they're literally blocked. One tick for the WhatsAppers. Yeah. Everyone, also please get on WhatsApp, honestly.
So much better. iMessage is, I can't even believe we used it.
I know. Feral.
All right. Anyways. Well, that's it for the V-Day app, sweets.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.